The Beatitudes, Jesus' map to true happiness. In a world that often shouts that happiness is found in wealth, power, or fame, Jesus presented a radically different path. Hidden in the heart of the Sermon on the Mount, in the Gospel of Matthew, we find a series of declarations that have challenged and transformed lives for two millennia. The Beatitudes. They are not mere suggestions, but an authentic map for a full life, a portrait of the character that God blesses and that leads to the true kingdom of heaven. What are the Beatitudes? The Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 12, are eight declarations by Jesus that begin with the word blessed, meaning happy, favored, or fortunate. Each one identifies a particular quality or attitude and promises a corresponding blessing. Far from being a set of commands, they are a description of who is truly blessed in the eyes of God. They invite us to look beyond appearances and understand that true prosperity doesn't always align with the world's metrics. The heart of Jesus' teachings, a look at each beatitude. Here's a breakdown of each beatitude, offering a deeper understanding of Jesus' revolutionary message. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Here, poverty isn't about your bank account, but about your soul. It's the radical humility of someone who recognizes their total dependence on God. Those who don't rely on their own merits, but surrender completely to divine grace, are the inheritors of the kingdom. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Who would dare to bless weeping? Jesus does. This refers to those who lament sin, injustice, and suffering in the world and in their own lives. It's a godly sorrow that leads to empathy and the pursuit of divine justice. Their lament will be transformed into comfort. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Meekness is often misunderstood as weakness, but it's the opposite. It's strength under control. It's the ability not to cling to one's own rights, not to seek revenge, and to respond with calm and kindness even in the face of provocation. This attitude, far from being passive, is what ultimately prevails. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. This isn't a casual desire, but a burning passion for moral, social, and spiritual rectitude. Those who long for God's will to be done in all areas of life, and who actively seek to do what is right, will find their fulfillment in Him. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. This is a clear call to compassion and forgiveness. Those who extend kindness, understanding, and grace to others, especially those who fail or suffer, are the ones who will, in turn, experience the vast mercy of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. A clean or pure heart is synonymous with integrity and sincerity. It's a heart without deceit, whose motivations are honest and transparent before God and humanity. Inner purity is the lens through which we can perceive the divine presence. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Being a peacemaker goes beyond avoiding conflict. It's about building bridges and actively working for harmony and reconciliation. Those who seek to restore broken relationships and unite people reflect the character of God, the great peacemaker. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you, because of me. Jesus doesn't sugarcoat the truth. Living according to his principles will often bring opposition. This beatitude assures us that persecution for the sake of righteousness and for him is a sign that we are on the right path. Far from being discouraged, those who suffer for their faith should rejoice, because their reward in heaven is immense, and they are in the company of the prophets. A challenge for today, the Beatitudes aren't an unattainable ideal. Rather, they're a call to transformation. They'll invite us to reevaluate our priorities and find true joy and meaning not in what the world values, but in the qualities Jesus himself embodied. They serve as a reminder that lasting happiness is found in dependence on God, humility, compassion, and the tireless pursuit of justice and peace.